This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. So Cole sends me this note. We love you in Texas. Bebo says, you made a new fan. Sean says, with you, Kevin. Charles sent me this note. Sorry to hear about Fox, brother. Kim said to this, OMG, Kevin, shame on Fox. And it goes on. I'm not opening them because I'm just reading you the titles. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. And I played a caller who says, I hope you're not a success in life. Too late, lady. I'm already a success. If I don't do another thing beyond what I've done right now, I'm a success in life. You want to know why? Raise four amazing sons. Have an amazing life with amazing people all around me that love me and care about me. I mean, I couldn't even ask for a better life. Seriously. I mean, do I want to do better? Absolutely. I mean, I'm driven that way. You know, I want to spend more time vacation. I want to spend more time with my family, particularly my boys. And I want to do a lot more. But if I don't, it won't even matter. Got so many great people around me. Richard said this, Fox fired you for telling the truth? Question mark. Helena, I just read on Yahoo that you were fired. I'm not finishing it because it's too long. Deborah says, so sorry to hear about your firing. And she was going to, I think, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you what the overwhelming sentiment is. By the way, if you want to reach me, you can go to thekevinjacksonshow.com, kjradio.com, or you can call us at 844-551-8255. If you heard about it and want to give me your take on it, I'd love to hear it. I really would. Christine said, you are absolutely right in what you said. Jacqueline said, I just read about our local Fox. They are, can't see what she says. Catherine says, fear not, the great accuser, the great devil, and I'm sure she's going to tell me that they're going to get theirs. And another guy says to me, same as Kevin, if you're ever in and he leaves his location, I'd love to break bread. Denuncio says, hey man, good riddance to Fox. Wayman, a brother, says, we do know. That's all he type. We do know. With do and capitalize, meaning we do know that there are women that can be skanky. Shane says, keep speaking the truth or we will lose it. Maddie says, keep speaking your mind. Dave says, how do we support you? Is there a petition? And it goes on. I can't read the rest. I mean, I can't physically see it. I don't mean it's not bad. It's bad. Another Kevin says, keep doing what you do. I admire your, and I can't read the rest, but he admires something about me, and I could go on. You know, many of these people are like just, you know, big fans. And look, I don't know, how do these people hear my show? Did they just get the details from the press release or whatever? But that was just some of, I bet you, I'm not kidding you, take away the bots, because there was tons of bots that, you know, that were sending me stuff. And I'm going to talk about that this hour, how they literally attacked me through this coordinated effort. It's crazy. Let me preface it by saying this. I want you to picture a boiler room where there's rows of people sitting in computer stations, four or five rows, maybe more. And they've all got their computers up, and then up at the top of at the front of the room, they've got big screens, and they can all kind of see what's trending and where things are trending. Now, they've already sent out the people to write the stories. They've got Time magazine. I was in Mediaite, Time, Politico, you name it. I've never been in that many periodicals at one. Well, I have before when the similar thing happened, but that's when you know it's coordinated. So they write the articles, and everybody starts referencing the articles. Then they start beating up Fox. Everybody at Fox News, because they want to build this momentum. Fox has to know that millions of people have revolted against Kevin Jackson, and you better do something. You better do something quick. And it's funny because they were warning me, you're going to be gone. You'll be gone by the end of the day. You're going to be gone. Like this. Okay, whatever. So Fox News is being bombarded. I'm being bombarded. Thousands. I mean, I can't even tell you how many. It was a lot of people. start hitting my Twitter feed. You piece of crap, blah, blah, blah. And then many of them were sending me private messages, but it's trending. I'm trending 2 million people in a series of a small amount of hours. I mean, I don't trend that in a week. I'm trending in a small amount of hours. So it blows up my IT guy seeing it now. He's like, whoa, Kev, what's going on? Coordinated effort. So here's what's funny. So I look at Twitter. I got these notes. It's amazing to see some of them. I've captured some. I'll read some to you, and I will take out the bad words, okay? So let me get to this and tell you what's going on. So here's one of them. The guy says, Kevin was wondering if you really thought you weren't going to get fired for saying that, and did it really feel that you were white enough or acceptable by white people that you could get away with saying that? If you would have been a white senator from Tennessee or Iowa, then okay, but then he uses the N-word. WTF were you thinking? It's really black men like you that give black men like me a into BS, and he uses the full word. You sit there all day regurgitating that BS full word and lies about the orange traitor that you have the nerve to think that you are a white man that can talk about a white man in the manner you did. F you, and I hope you are homeless. For you to say anything like that shows that you are a Uncle Tom A N-word. You are either a raping rat bastard or seem to be fine with rapping eat bastards. I'm just saying what he put. I hope that you never have to have the thought that your daughter does not have to go through something like the ladies you called skanks. So that's one of the first messages. So I looked at the guy's profile because I was responding back to many of these, and I looked at the profile, and this person doesn't even exist. He's been on Twitter since 2013, has 80 followers, 63 tweets, and 6 likes. And as I started looking at these sites, they don't exist. I have one that sent me something that had 1 tweet and 1 follower themselves. That's it. Newly minted profile that sent me a note as a DM. That's what these boiler room operations are. And I'll go into more detail about that in a bit. But because it's what's funny is how they want expected me to respond. And that's what I want to get into and explain to you that I completely defied these folks. The next day they thought I was going to be gone. I had 2 people, 2 leftists, write to me and say, hey, you ought to take a break from Twitter for a while, bro. And I said, well, I ain't going to do it. And I'll talk more about that in a bit because I want to tell you what my first tweet was the day after I got fired. Because what I wanted these people to understand is you are not going to get to me. And I'll tell you a quick story about that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful 4-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I was telling a story about the people at Twitter, I mean the leftists, attacking me on Twitter with fake people. I'm talking thousands, and I can only imagine if I got probably 1,500 to 2,000 nasty grams that are all fake. Out of them, I can honestly tell you, God is my witness, I've only found maybe 5 that look to be real. And I'll even go as far as to say 50, but it's between 1,500 to 2,000 messages that I got. Started looking at them, all fake profiles. People that have been on Twitter since 2012 have, 10 followers, whatever. Millennials, please. There's just no way. And as I mentioned before, we have one that had one tweet, one follower, and came on for me. And you can see in almost all the profiles, one of two things. No picture or a picture that you can tell is distorted, that they know is nonsense. So it's been crazy. But here's what the real funny thing about it. I probably gained in the past day or so, a couple days, 1,000 followers. People that are saying good things about me. Kevin, you're speaking the truth, blah, blah, blah. That's all I know to speak. So it's going to happen. It's funny, when I'll tell you a quick story. When I was talking to Fox, they told me, you know, well, things like this can get, you know, can ruin your brand and can get you in trouble or whatever. And I went, so be it. Tell them the truth is going to get you in trouble. Call me trouble. You know, what do you want me to do? And then it's funny because they're, well, we're not trying to tell you what to say, but you are. That's exactly what you're doing. I'll get to that in a second. So quick story. I had a buddy when I was in karate, taekwondo, years ago. And I'm at the dojo, and my buddy, I trained this kid, and he's an amazing fighter, but he would always lag back. He would never want to test. But he was a really good, I mean, he knew all his forms, he knew his one steps, he knew everything. And he was a hell of a fighter. And I don't remember how many black belts we had in the class. It was a lot. And you had to be, you know, you were good if you were a black belt in this class. So I remember on this day, there was probably 10 of us in the class that day. And my buddy's a blue belt. And so he's holding back. He doesn't want to test because, but he's probably at, there's no probably, he was black belt material at a blue belt. The guy was good. He'd been in karate for 7 years, I'd say. And he's blue belt. Then just understand it's white, yellow, green, blue, brown, and black. He's blue. 7 years. So easily he could have been a black belt in four because he's that good. And so, privately trained the whole deal. It's not, this is a guy that lived and breathed it, did it every day for 7 years and did not want to test. So a visitor comes to the dojo. And he's like, that was a different story. I don't remember who this guy was, but he was a black belt, but he was in street clothes. And my friend, won't say his name, but he wouldn't mind, but I won't say it. He says, he's thinking this guy's looking at the class like, do you want to join? So my buddy's standing next to this new guy, and he's telling him, you know, hey, man, he says, see these black belts in here? I can beat most of them. And he's just kind of bragging about his... All the things that he can do. And so the guy turns out to be a friend of the instructor and goes over and tells our instructor, yeah, you got a blue belt's pretty cocky in here. And so then our instructor, he's dead now, his name is Mr. Young, he comes over, he says, at the end of class, we were going to dismiss, he says, no, we got a special thing going on here today. And he calls out my buddy, he goes, I got myself a blue belt in my class, thinks he can beat up on my black belts. And when you do say something like that, because the instructor is the one who gives you your black belt, and he strapped it on you, so he's like, you're not going to disrespect the people that are carrying my reputation forward. So he says, what we're going to do is I'm going to line my black belts up, and we're going to see how good this man does. And he lines us up, and he brings us in a circle, and he says, if anybody shows any mercy on this guy, you're trading out with him. Now, we're good friends with him. Most of us have privately trained him. He's one of my best friends for life and was at the time. And I looked at him and said, sorry, buddy, today is not going to be your day. And we lined up in his black belt line and commenced the beating the dog doo-doo out of our good friend. And we showed him no mercy. And I know I went through that line three times whooping his butt. And he fought, but I mean, come on. You're going to fight 10 guys all fresh, getting refreshed every time. Pow, 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 just popping his butt. So Mr. Young, you know, stops it, and everybody just dismissed this dude as beat the doggy doo-doo. Next class, we were there, and I was at the back working with some younger students, and I see my friend come in, and he just kind of goes around the edge of the dojo. Big room, goes around the edge and gets in the corner and starts stretching. We made eye contact, and I looked up, and he saw me, and he just kind of like, you know, whatever, and he went and sat down. So I worked with these kids for a few minutes, went over into the corner and said, hey, what's up, man? He looked up, he goes, y'all didn't think I was coming back, did you? I said, I bet there's a big contingent who didn't, because you got a lesson. And he goes, yep, I'm back. And he goes, I'll be here every day. And I'll just keep my mouth shut. So that was his story. What the left figured is when they got me fired, I was going to shut up. I would have learned my lesson. His boy, blah, blah, blah. He better know that we can beat him down or whatever. Let me tell you, they were so surprised when I came back and said, just so we're clear, leftists, I stand on my principles, even if it costs me a gig. You remain lying scum, willing to crush good people for your devilish ideology, hashtag Team KJ. And people exploded on that tweet. What I wanted them to understand is I'm going to wake up every morning and I'm going to kick your butt, fox or no fox. Nothing has changed in my life. And I did. And what got even funnier to me is their reaction. And I'm getting Melissa sending me the tweet, but one of them said something to the effect of, this guy just won't go away. They're frustrated. They have bombed me with bots, fake accounts. They've taken away my gig and say, now you're going to be on the soup line. How's unemployment and all these other things? And I'm going, why am I still here? Why am I still doing the same things that I did to you prior to Fox? Because that's what I did prior to Fox. That's why Fox noticed me. And let me tell you something else. Whether Fox brings me back or not, somebody believes in the truth and believes in the person saying it and is going to say, you know what? We will bet on this guy. And it may just be me. Because you know why that's cool? Nobody can control me when I control my own message. And you know what I'm convinced of more than anything? Because I hear the messages all the time. They say, Kevin, when are we going to get a show that develops the truth, that really goes into detail, that isn't a 3-minute drive-by, you know, leftist arguing this or that, you know, the moderator taking over? I don't know when, but I know this. You crave it because I know what I would crave. You know, I don't even watch the drivel that comes on. I tell you this honestly. I don't watch Fox shows. You know, it's a repeat of nonsense and too many people saying the same things. When are we going to get to the truth? That's a show I want to watch. That's a show I think America wants to watch, and somebody's going to give them that show. Could be me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Key witnesses have renewed their definitive statement, saying that they did not see any of the sexual misconduct that a few women say they suffered at the hands of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. We're also hearing the FBI is coming close to completing their investigation. Now, regarding that FBI investigation, today President Trump was asked about it in the Rose Garden.
They started on Friday. They worked all weekend. They've gone late into the evenings. The FBI is really working hard. and they're putting in a lot of hours. So hopefully they can come up with what everybody's looking for. But no, I'm guided by the Senate. I want to make the Senate happy because ultimately they're making the judgment. I'm not making the judgment. I've already made my judgment. The Senate is making a judgment on Judge Kavanaugh. That's a very important thing to do.
Busy day for the president as he also presented the Congressional Medal of Honor to Staff Sergeant Ronald Schur at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Seem though that the president has already reached a judgment about their stories, and there does seem to be a pattern here. When Roy Moore is accused, when Bill O'Reilly is accused, when Roger Ailes is accused, when Rob Porter is accused, and now when Brett Kavanaugh is accused, the president consistently, every single time, takes the side of the man.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. It's a lot of Democrats that like to ignore Keith Ellison and Cory Booker. They love to fight and champion women until they disagree with them.
Al Franken lost his job in the Senate.
And a number of other Democrats should have the same type of scrutiny. Look, the president is
Question, every single time the president has taken the side of the man against women accusers.
That's not true. And in this case, the president knows Brett Kavanaugh. He's heard his story. There hasn't been a shred of evidence to corroborate the other individual stories. And there has been a lot of individuals that have come forward and talked about the Brett Kavanaugh that they know. And they're confident that these things didn't happen.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. They are confident those things didn't happen because they didn't happen. And it defies anybody's common sense to go beyond, you know, just saying, okay, we heard her. 36-year-old allegations that have no basis, zero basis in truth, not even 1% basis in truth, 0% basis in truth. I've gone over this with a fine-tooth comb. It wouldn't stand up in court. It doesn't stand up in the court of public opinion if you have a brain. But people want a believer. They want a believer. And Senator Hirono, who says there can be no presumption of innocence, she's entitled to have a presumption of guilt. Men, this is what you can expect for your future and the future of your sons and grandsons and on down the line if Democrats are allowed to be in control.
The Wall Street Journal editorial board wrote a piece about the presumption of guilt, they say. They quoted you directly to argue that a core tenet of American law is not being applied to Kavanaugh. They write, quote, the Democratic standard for sexual assault of allegations that they should be accepted as true merely for having been made. The accuser is assumed to be telling the truth because the accuser is a woman. The burden is on Mr. Kavanaugh to prove his innocence. This turns American justice and due process upside down. What's your response?
If the Wall Street Journal really cares about due process, I'd say that they should care that there is no independent investigation of these allegations. I think that this kind of attitude is what makes it really difficult for victims and survivors of these kinds of traumatic events to even come forward. You know, we don't seem to have come very far from the Anita Hill days. But as I said, for the Wall Street Journal to come out and talk to us about, talk to me about due process, or all the women out there that I'm hearing about who never came forward, it is really important not only for these survivors to be heard, but if their story is as credible as Dr. Ford's story is, they need to be believed.
There we go. The left wants their independent investigation. And you know what they've already said, started saying about, give us another week? They said if we find another accuser, then we may have to extend it. Now, I would say this. Let's not do that. Let's look into the lives of the three accusers that are currently being accused. Let's really understand them. Let's get their friends and cohorts to talk about their lives. You know what you're going to find? You're going to find the most scandalous, the skankiest stuff you've ever seen, bar none, and they know this. Deborah Ramirez isn't even mentioned anymore. I don't know much about her, but here she is. Yeah, I was drinking, and, you know, yeah, I was kind of drunk, and it was Kavanaugh. And people are going, okay, you know, she was going to be the next hot one. Nothing. Sketnik or whatever. What's up with her? She crashed and burned so fast because even Democrats went, holy crap. She's talking about attending 10 gangbangs. I mean, are you kidding? If you were into it, you might not do that many in your life. This woman did it in a period of a few years in college, according to her testimony. Let's investigate that. I've already asked, let's investigate all the emails between and the phone calls between Ford and her so-called attorneys and their attorneys and their email messages back and forth to Feinstein and many others. Let's investigate that stuff, too. If we're going to investigate, let's go all the way. This is crazy, man. And they want all this to make you suspend your real life sensibilities and understanding what's going on here, because they want to make sure they really want to train you. I've been talking about this with respect to Fox, and I know it's been a bit of a cliffhanger as to my conversations, but here's what I will tell you. They didn't issue any official press release that we can find firing me, because I'm just a contributor. They let contributors go all the time. They just say, we're not renewing your contract. Okay, well, I'm under contract, so they couldn't not do, you know, in other words, my contract hadn't expired. So they didn't just say, we're not going to renew. They terminated me that day. Effective immediately is how their actual terminology. Okay, so they did it. Now, somebody called them and said, what are you doing? You know, what are you going to do with your Kevin Jackson? Now that he's, you know, made this statement. And whoever that they said it to said, we find Kevin Jackson's statement reprehensible. Now this, I've never read one of the articles, but I do know that this is what it said. They found my statement reprehensible, thus they let me go. Okay. My statement wasn't reprehensible. My statement was truth. But that's okay, Fox. You can think that way. But here's what I find interesting. Ed Henry screwed around on his wife, and Fox put him on hiatus for a while and brought him back. I guess that wasn't reprehensible. Jesse Waters screwed around on his wife. He's got a show. Ed Henry is now the new face of Fox and Friends, at least on the weekend. He's got pretty much a permanent role. He still remains a White House reporter. He's got multiple roles in Fox. Screwed around on his wife, which, by the way, I don't care. People do it. But I guess Fox doesn't find that reprehensible, at least not enough to get rid of him. On allegations, they got rid of Eric Bolling. On allegations with Bill O'Reilly, they got rid of him. Eric had a show. In fact, the very show, the Jesse Waters, who they apparently don't find very reprehensible with his little saga with his wife. And go read the story. I'm just telling you, what is it that Fox finds reprehensible? The use of the word skank with women that wear vagina hats and vagina outfits, go to slut marches. These are not my words. These are theirs. And then they trot out drunken bimbos to try to ruin the reputation of men, and they worry about my use of the word skank. Look, I'm not condemning Fox. They run a business. They run it any way they want. And I'm no longer a part of it. But I would really like to know where they draw the line. Because I see some of those behaviors of those guys as pretty skanky. It's their prerogative. Hire who you want, fire who you want. But you give me a rationale that makes sense. From what I was told, and I love her to death, Michelle Malkin, use the word skank on the show. Now, I don't think she's a contributor. She was just a guest at the time because she works now over at CRTV, but no big clamor about that. Maybe they wouldn't invite her back or something. I don't know. I'll put it this way. Worse things had been done at Fox than use of the word skank by contributors and so on and so forth. Much worse. And I don't know what the outcome should be. But to declare what I said reprehensible? Now, what's interesting, the management team of Fox is made up of women, women whom I have a lot of respect for. And, you know, I think they respect my work. Likely ruffled some of the female feathers in the higher echelons because the women there are very powerful now. But you can just issue a comment that says, we don't agree with Mr. Jackson's comments and therefore he is no longer a contributor. But to say my words were reprehensible, to me, takes it just a step further. Because now we can start getting into opinions. So if you think my words are reprehensible, but you don't believe that two men who screw around on their wives that work on your shows every day are not reprehensible, I find that interesting. Very interesting, in fact. And I bet you if we did enough digging on many of the other people, I'd find out they've done some pretty reprehensible things too. I don't really care because I'm not interested in digging up dirt in other people's lives. I'm not. I believe we are all failed human beings, unworthy of the grace that God gives us every single day, myself included. But my comment wasn't reprehensible. My comment was the truth. And it should make you wonder, does Fox even recognize the truth anymore when they do this? What is your motivation when the only thing that you care about is your reputation? And by the way, they could have easily distanced themselves from this by saying, look, Kevin is a Fox News contributor. His opinions are his own. We don't take responsibility for that any more than we should. And I could go into the way these contracts are written, but I'm an employee, but I'm not an employee. I'm paid to give my opinions, and I gave it, and mine happens to be right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Angie writes to me, "Hey, Kevin, if you're the Fox News contributor that was just let go for expressing your opinion, I just want you to know that you are not alone. Please accept my sympathy and good wishes. I'm just an old grandma who rarely writes letters or emails to anyone, but I just want to wish you well and hope one day people with decent and or conservative values can speak honestly without ridiculous and unfair repercussions. The other side can spew horrible, filthy language and lie, commit perjury and ruin other people's hard-earned reputations and careers, and good people have always have to always tread lightly and too often refrain from truly expressing themselves. This old grandma wishes you the best. And Kevin, keep fighting a good fight and don't let them get you down. Well, I can tell you this, Andy. It's Andy. Did I say Angie or Andy? It's Andy. Grandma Andy, don't worry about it. They will not get me down. These leftists are attacking my page, attacking my site, you name it. And you know what we're doing? Boop, boop, deleting them, moving on positively with the message. And let me tell you something, as God is my witness, people want somebody out there like me. It's like the Jack Nicholsons of the world and A Few Good Men. I'm not trying to make myself, whatever his name was, Colonel Jessup. But you want somebody guarding that line. You need somebody guarding that. You want me on that line. You need me on that line. I'm just not the despicable character to him that ordered the code red. Because I'm just telling the truth. And when we stop, when it's to the point where we can no longer have those voices out there, shame on us. Has the truth ever been pointed out to you about something you do or you did and you went, man, you're so right. Thank you. Because you know what? People can let you languish. They can let you have that booger hanging out of your nose all day long, and you finally get home and go, was this thing hanging out of my nose all day and nobody told me? Yeah, it was. Or the toilet paper off the butt or the shoe or whatever. People don't want to tell you. Well, there are people out there who are willing to tell you the truth. And you know, this funny thing that, it, you know, and I think they want, the left want to have their cake and eat it too. Because here's what they want. They want to say, we've got a feminist movement and there's a feminist revolution and we can do what we want. Oh, but you can't say negative things about women. Really? So you can call a man anything you want. You can call a black conservative whatever the heck you want and no repercussions. But you call a woman what she really is. And by the way, what she proudly accepts. That's what's so funny about it. Leftist women, if you say, you know, they used to be the walk of shame, you know, and they talk about, they make movies about it, they make fun of it. But the left tell you, we can be what we want. Women, we can be what we want, we can sleep with who we want, we can do what we want, and there's no repercussions. And you can't think of us as a slut or a skank or whatever. Oh, yeah, you can. Sure you can. Sure you can. You don't have to feel that way. And you can have whatever behaviors you want, but people are going to make their own value assessments of them. Some of them are going to come from societal norms, and some of them are going to come from just your own personal upbringing. You find some young woman who grew up in the Bible Belt, you know, raised by, you know, the whole wholesome family, blah, 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 given the typical scenario of her, and let her evaluate the life of a city girl who started having sex at the age of 11 or 12 and maybe has a baby at 17 and has had, you know, 50 sexual partners before she's 22. They're going to see each other in completely different lights. This bumpkin is going to go, what in the world is this promiscuous woman? Well, I mean, and that's putting it nicely in terms of how she might feel about it. And the other girl's going to be, who is this bumpkin that isn't living her life to the fullest? I accept both views. I don't care. I get it. Society, rightly or wrongly, has said women who are more promiscuous, you bear the brunt. Now, that's a very difficult thing to put on your shoulders when on the counterpart of that, they're saying to young boys, get as much as you possibly can. It'll make a man out of you. I get it. Was a product of it. Okay? I understand it. And I understand all the views therein. That's why I made the sphere. Because, you know what? Women are 100% right to say, it doesn't matter how many sexual partners I've had, it's none of your business, blah, blah, blah. Get it. But I think it's also a measure of how you feel about yourself. And I'll speak from the men's point of view, okay? Guys, you go with me here. You might agree with this or not. As a youngster, you're told, man, go get it. Get some. Find the girls who are easiest, whatever. If a girl really wants to date you, try to get. I'm not talking about rape. I'm saying, you know, if she wants to give it up, take it. That kind of thing. And it became the measure of you. I'll ask you today, is that the measure of you? The number of women you can conquer, etc.? Is that the measure of you? Is that what you go around looking for? Because I suspect that's not the case. I suspect you've learned a lot more respect for yourself. And you say, it's not about that. I'm not saying, you know, you don't occasionally, you know, see a woman you're attracted to and things like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you don't have this vision of, oh boy, you're going to give it up. I want it. You know, that 15 to 17 year old boy period where, you know, it's just like you're trying to get the feathers in the headdress. Maybe it goes on longer. I'm sure it does. You know, I'd be lying if it said it didn't go on longer for me. It goes into your 20s, whatever age it is. But at some point, you stop measuring yourself that way. And you say, it's not about that. Now, see, I always thought women had a level of maturity that said, I don't need to measure that way. I can be more discerning about my partners because I know what the guys are trying to get. It took a lot more for a woman, in my opinion, to restrain herself because she has the same carnal needs as a man. But God gave her that emotional connection. Boys, it's a physical thing. Just give it up, please. It's a night, my lucky night. I'm going to put on my best cologne, my best clothes. I'm going to go to the club. There's going to be somebody there hot that wants me. Or I'll make her want me. I'll be charming enough. A woman goes and goes, is he discerning enough? Is that the guy I want to be with? And so on and so forth. That's always been the differential for me. And it's very rare that a guy can go out and say, oh, I know I'm going to get laid. But a woman pretty much can go out and go, I can get laid. It's just who I choose. Those are the differences. People can argue this with me, but it's the case. So I've always looked at it as women, you've had the choice. And don't misunderstand me. If you only wanted to make the carnal connection, that is your business, not mine. And you shouldn't be judged. And if you got 1,000 sexual partners, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's who you are. And if you married after that and you now are with your husband or whatever lifestyle you're leading, congratulations to you. But don't try to deny it when it's time to come, you know, to come to the reckoning of it. When you accuse somebody of something, don't think people aren't going to bring it up and go, yeah, but you had a pretty casual attitude about sex. You know, you're going to parties and pretending that this, you were, you know, just an innocent victim of the party. Oh, the party just kind of picked up while I was there. 17-year-old boys may like 15-year-old girls, but you know who they like more? College girls. They really want to pull college girls. So this, the notion here that we can't look at Dr. Ford, I'll just call her Ford, in some way is ridiculous. The notion that we must believe women is ridiculous. Any more than I'm just going to automatically believe a man. I don't automatically believe anybody based on gender, religion, sexual orientation, nothing. You're going to make me believe you. I want to hear the story, and I will assess the facts. And I'll ask some very interesting questions that will help me get to it. I could have been a great judge or an attorney because I'll get to the truth. But don't act like you're above. Women are above doing this. You can't have your cake and eat it too, feminist. You want to pretend that you're prepared to be in the world of men. You want to compete with men. Treat us like men. Well, if you get treated like men, then guess what? You're going to get accused of things and you're going to be made to have the same level of, you know, I don't know what the word I'm searching for now, but you got to prove it just like anybody else. I'll just simplify the language that way. And you're not selling me on the idea that I have to treat you differently. It was so obvious how the Democrats treated Kavanaugh versus how they treated the other person, where the Republicans had one person asking Ford questions, and they were all around, sort of roundabout, like, well, why do you have these blank spots? This woman was obviously drinking at the age of 15. These other kids were 17. She's drinking at the age of 15. Nobody brings that up. What were her parents? What was her background? What was her reputation in school? Why was she there? These are all legitimate questions just to get to ascertain all the things leading up to this so-called event that never happened. This is ridiculous. It is an assault on our senses, an assault on our sensibilities, an assault on the American spirit. And women, men, I don't care what gender, religion, you name it, you should be ashamed. Democrats, whoever thinks that this woman is credible, should be ashamed of themselves. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.